When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number five.
Well, I don't know how this one's going to be received. Maybe it depends how you are as a Blazers fan, but Chris Haynes reporting today that former number one pick Greg Oden will visit Portland for the first time in over a decade at the end of this month. He's going to come into town on December 27th. He'll be sitting courtside with his family on December 28th when the Blazers host the Mavericks, and he's expected to share his story with players and staffers about how he overcame some of his difficult obstacles. Listen, that guy caught a raw deal with some of the injuries, and then because of that and the fact that Kevin Durant panned out so well right afterwards, I think it was a really rough time for him, probably emotionally, mentally, here in Portland. I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad that Portland is seemingly welcoming him with open arms. I'll be really interested to see what he wants to share and how this thing goes.
Yeah, I think the thing with Oden, too, is like he's a year or two right before the big switch came where you didn't really play into the post as much. And so would he have even been as essential to the Blazers as they had thought at the time if he stays completely healthy? So I'm happy that he seems to have kind of gotten his life back together.
I would agree. I want nothing but good things for that guy, despite the fact the basketball part of his journey didn't really work out in the NBA. Well, stop me if you've heard this before. I said this was happening yesterday in our Hot 5 at 5. Nay, tonight the Blazers are actually back in action. I said last night that the Blazers were playing the Nuggets. They were not.
That's okay.
But we still have a roughly similar injury report. Matisse Thybulle still out. DeAndre Ayton, illness, still questionable. Mm. Delano Banton, questionable. Hip contusion. That one tipping off at 7 o'clock at Moda Center. Maybe a good one for them to lose.
Yeah, this is not going to be on the TV rotation. There's going to be a lot of Thursday night football, and then I might watch the highlights in the morning.
More people at the Nutcracker show I'm attending tonight are the Blazers game.
Ooh, what's the capacity at the Nutcracker?
Well, it's the Keller. I can't remember.
That's a decent size. 3,000?
I have no idea.
By the way, did you realize that Nikola Jokic is averaging a triple-double this year? He's at 30.9 points per game, 13.3 rebounds, and 9.9 assists per game.
He's the best player in the world for a reason.
And it seems like he's amazing.
He's every like fat guy's dream, too, when they play pickup ball. They're
him
like,
and Luka.
Like, you know what? My game's kind of like Jokic.
Couple football games tonight. Sam Houston State, eat 'em up cats, the Bearcats with a K, I believe, are in the... Oh, damn it, what bowl is this? I never remember. They're playing Georgia Southern. Is the Boca Raton Bowl tonight?
No, that New was Orleans, yesterday. R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
Who could forget the R&L Carriers the New Orleans Bowl? But Sam Houston, an underdog in this one, about to take a 21-7 lead, about 3 minutes to go in the half. Is that extra point sneaks in. But the main course tonight on football, of course, coming up in just a matter of moments as wildcard implications in the AFC West, the Chargers hosting the Broncos. Broncos are 3-point dogs on the road. A battle of former Ducks quarterbacks, Bo Nix versus Justin Herbert. We're fired up for it.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be close both ways. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a game like last Thursday night. Right now, I've got Louisville Pitt volleyball semifinal, and that is my pregame.
Yeah, you haven't changed the channel to actual football. You're still watching the ladies.
It was on here when I walked in. Danny had it turned to this. Don't blame me.
Don't blame Danny.
So it's Danny.
That was 3 hours ago.
Danny had it turned there, and as a former volleyball coach, a former winning volleyball coach, I might add,
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I love the game.
Danny unfairly catching strays right now. Danny, this one isn't on you. This is on Ordner.
I didn't change the channel. I can't find the remote.
It's right in front of you.
Oh, it's behind my computer. Willing That's why me. I couldn't find it.
Not wanting to find the remote.
I wasn't looking.
Number two, how about some Gruden news? The Ducks with, an addition and a subtraction. They lose Dallas Wilson, who is going to get out of his letter of intent to presumably sign with Florida. He's a Florida kid. And despite being the longest tenured Duck commit and signing on signing day, decide he's not going to be part of it, but they do land the number one tackle in the portal, Isaiah World, 6'8", 309 pounds out of Nevada. He played all 892 snaps on offense last year, has not missed a game in the last 3 years.
Huge grab. And Oregon has had a lot of success with the transfer portal and offensive linemen, which isn't the easiest thing to do. Love that they went out and grabbed World, because you're going to be replacing at least one tackle. You're probably going to be replacing two. And then it just leads into an iron sharpens iron type of deal with the offensive linemen and offensive tackles that you already have in your system.
And I'm sorry, is Isaiah World like the greatest name for an O-lineman? It just seems like presence, big, like swallow you up.
It's a pretty good one. I still think like a Tanks Bigby would be okay. A little bit better.
Or Bobby Pancakes, something like that.
Look, my future wife doesn't know this, but I'm shooting for a Tank Ortner. I'm just saying.
Nice.
Tank Ortner would be awesome.
Okay. Well, number one, and this is big, the Oregon State Beavers with a huge transfer portal coup. They land Malik Murphy out of Duke. He's 11-3 as a starter, started his career at Texas, moved on to Duke where he was very successful. He's 6'5", 230 pounds, and he is your Oregon State quarterback going into next year.
Good for the Beavs. Way to go, Trent Bray. This was a big win that you needed to have after the end of the season that you had. I mean, look, I felt like the Beavs started the year good. They just had so many stinking injuries that they weren't able to overcome it. And then what do? You try and get some new life, some new love. And with all the negative energy that's coming out of WSU and some of the Pac-12 failures to go out and get some of the Mountain West teams like UNLV, and now all of a sudden it looks like the Mountain West is starting to poach some of the Big Sky schools that you had as your plan C to go up and grab. You finally get some good news. You go get Murphy. You also go and get Bowers, the tight end out of BYU. Mm-hmm. So you show as an Oregon State program that you're not dead.
No, you're not. You're not folding. You're not falling by the wayside. They are doing things.
And that you can still go get quality players in the portal. Will that lead to, you know, an 8-4 season or a special 10-2 season? Probably not. But it will lead to some success on the field, and I love that.
And honestly, whether it does or not get you to 10-2, it gets you a lot closer. A real quarterback to operate, and the type of quarterback who can operate on his own a little bit when things break down. And in addition to just what he does on the field, I think you're onto something here. I think the message it sends to other recruits and the rest of college football, that like, we're not going away just because we have fewer resources now. They're going to find a way to make it work, or at least they're going to go down trying. And this is a huge coup for Trent Bray. So really, really good stuff for him and Oregon State coming down the pipe with a new quarterback in Malik Murphy. The Hot 5 of 5 is brought to you by Victorico's Mexican Food. A hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered at your door. store at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think Victoricos. Our college football playoff poinsettia coming up next. Our picks and analysis of the four college football games coming your way this weekend. Next, primetime, 1080 The Fan.